Go on, baby. Have another drink. You earned it. After all, you've had such a hard week. Oh, don't worry. You know you're safe with me. Just sit back and relax. There you go. Just knock it all back. Such a good boy. I'm so proud of you. Going a whole week without any release. Especially after everything I put you through. What was it like coming home after a long day of work, only to find me waiting there with a list of chores for you to do? Clean the floors, do the laundry, cook dinner, rub my feet. I think you enjoyed that one a little too much. There would always be a noticeable bulge in your pants every time you got down on your knees to massage my toes. You dirty little pervert. But then again, I shouldn't be surprised. After all, that's exactly where you belong, isn't it? Under my feet. Serving me. My own personal foot slave. And then, when I was satisfied with your service, I would drag you to the bedroom, to that little spot in the corner where you sleep. I would strip you naked, tie you down, and then, my little pervert, I would own that pathetic, dribbling cock of yours. I jerked your cock for hours with my gloved hands, bringing you right to the edge, right to the point of no return. And then, nothing. Oh, the way your balls just swelled with cum, that adorable blue tinge that would form every night, just before I left you there, twitching in agony without release. Your moans and cries were music to my ears. I came every night listening to your pleas for mercy. I told you if you could resist the urge to come for an entire week, I would give you release. And you did it. You went a whole week without coming. I'm so proud of you. So drink up. This is your night to celebrate. The night you finally get to come. Good boy. Here, have another. That's it. Drink up. Let's see. Is this thing recording? Yes? Okay. Hello, sweetie. If you're watching this, it's probably morning already. I'll bet you're a little confused right now. You see, I told you if you could make it a week without coming, I would give you release. But I didn't say how I would grant you that release. You probably thought I would jerk you off as you sat back and enjoyed every second of it. Maybe I would suck your dick. Or maybe even fuck you. As if. Don't get me wrong. I am going to jerk you off. And you are going to come for me. You're just not going to enjoy it. Or even realize it's happening for that matter. All those drinks I gave you, they were to knock you out. See? Here you are, passed out on the couch, completely at my mercy. That's right. I'm gonna jerk that pathetic cock of yours as you lay there, unconscious, and you won't feel a thing. Let's just pull down these pants, shall we? at this thing, all hard and swollen after a week of abuse. And those balls of yours are so blue, they're practically turning purple. My God, your cock looks absolutely ridiculous. There is no way I'm touching this thing with my bare hands. Oh, no, no, no. Let me just... There we go. A pair of medical-grade nitrile black gloves to handle this disgusting cock of yours. Nice, clean, sterile. In fact, let's not think of this as a sexual act. No, this is more of a medical procedure. I'm just draining a subject of his excess, unnecessary cum. Well, let's get this over with, shall we? That's right. No wet holes for you to fuck. No rush of endorphins as you finally spill your seed. Nothing but cold, sterile rubber against your raw, aching cock. All you get from a week of abstinence and submission is a splitting headache in the morning and a pair of empty balls. Oh my, look at you buck those hips. Just what is going on in that silly little head of yours? Do you think you're fucking a pussy? Do you think you're fucking my pussy? You fool. You will never fuck another pussy for as long as you live. Go ahead. Buck your hips. It's not like you'll remember any of this. All of this will just fade from your memory. The alcohol will see to that. When you wake up, you won't remember a thing. But this video will be here to remind you. You'll know what happened. You'll know what's gonna happen from now on, too. This is how it's going to be. I'll edge you every night before you fall asleep. Your seed will build up, becoming more and more painful as the days pass. I'll wait until your balls are absolutely filled to bursting with that hot, sticky cum. And then I'll just knock you out and jerk you off while you're unconscious. Just like this. If you think about it, it's better this way. To be kept constantly on edge without the feeling of release. You'll never feel the pleasure of an orgasm ever again. Instead, you'll just have a constant longing, an unending need that will never, ever be satisfied. I'm gonna rob you of the most basic pleasure a man can feel. And there is nothing you can do to stop me. That's right, baby. I control every aspect of your life, and I choose to deny you the right to feel your own orgasm. Oh, speaking of, I think you're about to do it. I think you're gonna come. Oh, do it for me. Come for me. Shoot your seed. Spill your jizz into my cold black rubber gloves. Give it all to me. You'll wake up in the morning, play this video, and you'll know that I stole this orgasm. I stole the little bit of joy that you've been hoping for all week. It is mine, and I am never giving it back. I own you. I own your cock. I own your cum. I own your orgasms. forever. That's it. Oh, look at it all spill out of that cock. My goodness. There's just so much. It's filling up my gloved hand. Oh, it must feel so good to be drained of all that nasty cum. Or at least, it would if you were awake. Jesus, just look at this mess. Good thing I'm wearing gloves. I'll just pull this off. There we go. Leave all that disgusting cum trapped inside the thin black rubber, and into the garbage it goes. Right where it belongs. Now then, one final thing. I know you probably feel upset with me right now. You might want to try and prove that I don't own that pathetic cock dangling between your legs. Now that you know what I have planned for you, you might even try to defy me by jerking off when I'm not around and coming without permission. That's unacceptable. So until I'm absolutely sure that you will obey my every command, I'm going to have to lock this disgusting cock of yours in chastity. Yep, here we go. There we are. Locked up like a good little slave. Of course, you already know this part, because the cage is, well, right there, between your legs already. Don't worry, though. This isn't permanent. It's only for those moments where I can't keep my eyes on you, like when you're at work. I'll unlock you every night when you get home, so I can edge you. My cold rubber gloves will rub your cock right until you're about to come, and then nothing. And a week from now, after a few drinks, you'll wake up, balls drained, with no feeling of release, and get to watch a brand new video of me jerking your pathetic cock while you lay there, unconscious and at my mercy. It's probably getting late by now. Time for you to get up and make me breakfast. And I want you to serve it to me in bed, completely naked, so I can see that adorable cage of yours dangling between your legs. And while I'm eating, I want you at the foot of my bed, massaging my feet. That's right. This is how it's going to be from now on. You're mine. Get used to it.